It's time already. As you share the life, you connect yourself to the altar of grace right now. As you share the life, you connect yourself to the altar of grace. You are welcome, everyone. Share the life as quickly as possible. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Anan. I welcome everybody right now. This is Liberation Hour, and it's Liberation Fire. Set the fire ablaze. Set the fire ablaze. That fire. Somebody lift up your voice and honor the presence of God right now. Honor the presence of God right now, wherever you find yourself right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you, O King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody lift up your voice wherever you are, in every situation you find yourself. Bible says that in all things, give glory to God. Whenever you give glory to God, you say, Lord, take over. Whenever you say, Lord, I thank you for what is happening, because you know best. You allow him to take over. You appreciate him and you welcome him into the situation. I want you to lift up your voice and honor the name of the Lord, somebody. Honor the name of the Lord, somebody. Honor the name of the Lord, somebody. Honor the name of the Lord, somebody, right now. Honor the name of somebody. Somebody honor his name. Give God the glory for his goodness concerning your life. If it hadn't been for the Lord, where would you be by now? I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, if it hadn't been you, where would I be by now? If it hadn't been you, where would I be by now? Oh Lord, I honor you. I worship you. I thank you for your goodness concerning my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am that I am is your name, O God. I am that I am is your name, O Lord. Blessed be the name of the 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 Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody honor the name of the Lord. Somebody. Labadosa de Kabadosa. We serve a living God. We serve a living God. Somebody welcome him into the situation. I say, anytime you lift up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you. No matter what you are going through, you are telling him, Lord, I hand over the situation to you. I know what you are doing. I acknowledge you and I say, Lord, you are worthy. No matter what you are going through, I want you to honor the name of the Lord, somebody. Give God the glory and then invite him. Say, Lord, take over the situation now. Let your spirit take over. Let your spirit take over. Bible says when the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It says when the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. When the spirit of the Lord comes upon you, you shall receive power. You shall receive power. You shall receive power. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Lift up your voice in prayer. Say, oh God, Let your strength engulf me right now. Let your power engulf me right now. Let your spirit engulf me right now. Beloved, as you pray, you wake somebody up and share their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again, who died and rose again on the third day, who is seated on his throne, who is seated on his throne, who is seated on his throne. I wanted to pray right now. I wanted to pray right now. I wanted to pray right. Somebody call upon the name of the Lord. 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 Say, oh God, let your spirit, let your spirit take charge, oh Lord. Let the power of God take charge, oh Lord. Let the power of God take charge, oh Lord. Let the power of God take charge, oh Lord. Let the power, let the power, let the power, let the power. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Let me hear you praying somebody. In the name of Jesus. Bible said, and the spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. The spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. Ha! The spirit of the Lord fell upon them like a tongue of fire. And Bible said, and Jesus said, bring me the scripture. And when they opened the scripture, he said, Bible said, he read, he said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. He has anointed me. When you read Joel chapter 2, verse number 28 coming down, it said, I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men and young women shall see visions. You are praying right now. You are saying, oh God, let your spirit fall upon me. Oh God, let your spirit fall upon me. 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 Somebody, are you praying? As you pray, you share the life. Le pakato shede, marande pakato shede akapada da. Le breka pakato shede de de. Let the spirit of the Lord, let the spirit of the Lord, let the spirit of the Lord. Ah, may the spirit of the Lord fall upon you right now. May the spirit of the Lord fall upon you right now. May the spirit of the Lord fall upon you wherever you are. May the spirit of the Lord fall upon you. May the spirit of the Lord fall upon you. May the spirit of the Lord fall upon you. Wherever you are now. 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 May the spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Are you praying, somebody? Bible said, and they prayed. As they prayed, the prison door opened. As they prayed, the prison door opened. You are praying to God right now and saying, oh God, as I pray, may you give me that power, the power to pray. And oh God, when I pray, let it work. Let it work. Let it work. Somebody, I want you to charge the atmosphere. Connect with the element of the earth that when you speak, may they hear you. May they hear you in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice in prayer. Say, oh God, let your strength engulf me. Whatever word I shall utter here, may they work for me. May it work for me. Whatever prayer I will pray here, may that prayer work for me. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Can you hear me, somebody? Can you hear me, somebody? Can you hear me? Le parakatoshe, le brekata tadebreandiata. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you can hear me, let me see that you can hear me. In the name of Jesus. 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 If you can hear me, let me know that you can hear me. If you can hear me, let me know that you can hear me. Randosha, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the 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 mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? In the name of Jesus. 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 Ah! Ah! In the name of Jesus. 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 Apaka padosha. Rende pakatosha dede. Lebre kapakata. Le parosha takada. Rende padabadosha de. Rende padosha bakadada. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the 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 mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Rende kata. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, hear me, somebody. I want you to pray this prayer at this point of time. Hear me, somebody. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. Spirit of God, take over, Lord. Spirit of God. Ha. Matthew chapter 12. Verse number 43. Now, hear me. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, when an impure spirit comes out of a person, listen to it, it goes through hurried places, seeking rest, and does not rest and does not find it. Verse number 44, then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Verse number 5, it says, then it goes and takes with it 7 other spirits more wicked than it is. And they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Beloved, I want you to pray right now. Look at what the Bible says. Beloved, we don't kill spirits. They are also waiting for their judgment day. Like the way you and I, when we die, our spirit will not die. That is why as a person, you need an eternal life. Now, listen. Spirits don't die. We torment them, frustrate them, bind them. So when you are saying that die, it's a condition you are putting that spirit into to make it powerless. That is why sometimes you say die. Bible says that in Matthew 18:18, it says, whatever you shall bind on this earth shall be bind in heaven. Listen to the word of God. It says, Jesus is the one saying this carefully. Whatever you shall bind on this earth. So when you don't bind anything, nothing will be binding heaven. You must take authority over the situation. That is why Bible says in Isaiah chapter 54, verse number 17, it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you, you shall condemn. That is why scripture says that at the mention of the name Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. It means that when there's no work, nothing comes out. Hear me? When there's no work, when there's no prayer, when you don't cause things to happen, when you don't say things to happen in the realms of the spirit, that is why when you are saying something, you must mean it. That is why we say it is by faith. You must mean it. Your spirit must back it. It says that, and every tongue that shall speak against you, you must condemn. He said, when the spirit is cast out of a person, that spirit move about, looking, go and rest, then come back. You know the prayer you are going to pray? You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, every demonic power going about in my area, going about within my vicinity, going about in my workplace, every demonic power that is moving about, that have been sent, maybe where it was sent to go, when the spirit got there, it saw fire, so they couldn't go there, but it is moving about every to and fro. Bible says in Job chapter 1 verse 6, it said that when the children of God gathered the enemy, when the Lord asked the devil, he said, I was going to and fro, I was going to and fro. You are praying to God and say, oh God, every demonic power that is going to and fro around my area, every spirit, when they see me, may they see fire. When they see me, may they see fire. When they see me, may they see fire. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer. 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 When they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. Every spirit that is going to and fro, when they see you, may they see fire. In the name of Jesus. Ratoa maraka pakada rende kapakada rote pakoparosha ele parakadosha takadada. A spirit of God. A spirit of God. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Every spirit that is going to and flow. 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 Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it says that we should be very vigilant and sober. But our adversary roars like a lion seeking who to devour. You are praying that every kind of power moving within my vicinity, moving at my workplace, when they see where I work, when they see me, may they see fire. When they see me, may they see fire. When they see me at the market, may they see me. When they see fire. When they see me on the street, may they see fire. When they see me driving, may they see fire. Wherever they will see me, may they see fire. Rekapakataba. Are you praying somebody? When they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. Somebody prayer. Somebody prayer. Somebody prayer. Somebody prayer. When they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. It seems like somebody do not understand what we are talking about. It seems you don't understand the prayer you are praying. This is a prayer you must pray. You know, sometimes, not because you have done anything to anybody. No. Not because somebody hates you somewhere. But as you were going to the market, a certain spirit in someone It's just like you see a lot of mad people around. As you are going on the way, maybe a mad person saw you. There's demons. When they saw you, they are looking for a place to relax. They are looking for a place to occupy. They are looking for a place. Somebody, as you are at the hospital, maybe you went for a checkup. They see you. They are moving about at the hospital. They are seated somewhere, taking rest. The moment they saw you, they saw that the place is clean, but there's no fire burning. There's no fire burning. They were going through a flow. They passed through your gate. They passed through your area. And they saw that there's no fire in the house. Let me enter into the house. When the devil enter into your house, when they see your house, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. Somebody set some fire around where you are right now. Set some fire in your room right now. Set some fire on your compound right now. Set some fire in your house right now. Rakatatatata. Don't give them space around where you are. Rekaparatosha. Riparakapatosha. Lepedosha kariata. Raparakatosha. Marakaparatosha. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God, 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 let the fire, 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 let the fire. Somebody set some fire. Ratakatata, Retekatekadege, Maraka Padosha, Reteyabadosha Tege, Leparakapata. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. This is an hour for prayer. If you are not ready to pray, this is a wrong place for you. If you are not ready to pray, this is a wrong place for you. If you are not ready to pray, this is a wrong place for you. Rekadadosha, Reparakata, Rakatata. Spirit that have seen my destiny, Rakatata, Raparosheta, Rakatata. Yerekaloshan, Marandiata, 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 Marandiata. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire of God. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Let the fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Set some fire. Set some fire. Set some fire. Set some fire at where you are. Somebody shut fire. Somebody shut fire. Somebody set some fire. Somebody shut fire. Shut fire. Shut fire. Shut fire. Shut fire. Shut fire. Yeah. Shut fire. Yeah, shut fire, shut fire, shut fire, shut fire. La paragon shataka, ratakatatata, randeakatabadabadaba. Ha, beloved, now listen to the word of God. If you don't understand what I mean, it says when a demon, Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43, it says, when a demon is cast out of someone, that demons move from places to places to get a place to rest. Now, listen. May your place not be a place for the resting of that demon. That is what number one prayer. May your place not be the place that that demon is coming to rest. Some of us, our house has become a resting place for demons. That is the camp of the witches and the wizards. That tree around you,
that tree around you has become a place for witches and wizards, gatherings of demonic powers. That house beside you, sometimes you come out at night and you begin to see certain things. When a demon is cast out of someone and moves around looking for a place to rest, now after resting, Bible said he moves about. Now Job chapter 1 verse number 7, I read from verse number 6 to 7. Listen to it very carefully. It said, one day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. Verse number 7, the Lord said to Satan, where have you come from? Satan answered the Lord, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth on it. Verse number 8, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant Job? Do you know what it means? It means that the devil was moving about. Now, the devil saw that there's a certain covering around Job. There's a certain fire around Job. Some of us, there's no fire around us. You are praying right now, you are setting some fire. Whenever you need something, that is when you pray. Now, I want you to bring your mind on this. It is only when you need something from God, that is when you pray. You have become vulnerable for the devil. This problem comes, it goes, another problem comes. It's because you have taken your prayer life for granted. You only pray when you need something. You only pray when you need something. Habadosha. Now, in faith assembly, we don't only pray when you need something. Our life is a prayer life. And we are connected to the author of grace. Ratoshe, I want you to lift up your voice and say, oh God, every power of darkness that is moving through and flow within my area, anything that has seen me right now, whatever kind of spirit that when I go to the market, when I go to my workplace, they see me. Father Lord, when they see me, may they see fire. 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 Somebody pray. Rapakatata. Are you praying? When they see you, may they see fire. I said, when they see you, may they see fire. When they see you, may they see fire. I 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 see fire. If they have planned in their camps to visit you today, I said, if they have planned in their camps to visit you today, to visit you with sickness, with bad luck, with any kind of uncertainty, with accident, with any kind of bad results, when they come and they see fire, 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 are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Somebody send some fire. Send some fire. This is a prophetic prayer. And you must pray prophetically. Rakapakata. Reta tekada dosha. Rapadosha tekada. Ramata, as you pray, you shed the life. This is a non-stop prayer. If you are here for another thing, then I tell you, you are the wrong place. This is a prayer, a prayer, a prayer. Liberation fire has been set ablaze. Liberation fire has been set ablaze. Liberation fire has been set ablaze. If they have been sent to visit you with death, if they have been sent to visit you with death, if they have been sent to visit you with death, ratatatata, rapakata, rekatata, rapadoshe. Liabe, somebody. The same way we meet demons, we meet angels unknowingly. Yesterday I was praying and the Lord said to me that there are so many things we meet on this earth. We meet angels and we meet demons. We meet angels. and we meet demons. Beloved, don't take this prayer for granted. Some of you will go out today. Some of you, sometimes you go out and you come back with sickness. You come back with sickness. You go to work and you come back. And the spirit even to pray, you don't have the zeal to pray. You ask yourself, what is wrong with you? Hear me. Bible said, one day Jacob was there and a certain spirit encountered him. He realized that, no, this is not a demon. This is the spirit of God. He said, if you don't bless me, I'll not let you go. That is Genesis chapter 32. Now, Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, Bible said, Abraham was sitting under a tree and he saw three men. Bible said, these men were angels. These men were angels. Now, when you read Acts chapter 16, verse number 1 coming down, Bible said it was time for prayer. And Paul and Silas were going to the house of prayer. And they met this young girl who have a certain spirit which her masters use for money. She's able to predict. She's able to see your future. Now, you are going to pray. Right now, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to me right now that if they have camped and they are on a mission, Bible says in Psalm 91 verse number 5, it said, do not be afraid of the terror by night. Listen, there is a terror at night. That is why in the night, when you have dreams, you fear so much. Terror at night. And it says, do not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by noonday. The arrow that flies by noonday. It means that there is an arrow they fly in the afternoon when you are at your workplace. Something hits you. Ha! As you were working, as you were going to the market, as you were going to visit somebody, as you were going to the funeral, as you were going to the wedding, ha! As you are going to that occasion, you gather among people. Some people have demonic spirit. The moment they saw you, they sent something into your life. But I tell you, when there's a fire around you, when there's a fire around you, it will become back to sender. You are praying to God and say, whatever has been sent over the night, in the afternoon, whatever has been sent to me, whatever conversation, every conspiracy that has happened in the realms of the spirit in the night, right now, whatever it has been sent from, back to sender. Somebody pray now. Back to sender. Back to sender. The Lord is telling me that somebody, somebody, as you pray, you shed the life by the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Wherever they have sent. Whatever they have sent, whatever they have sent, whatever they have sent over the night, whatever they have sent, whatever they have done, whatever camp meeting they went for, when they get to your shop, when they get to your workplace, when they get back to sender, and when they see you at that occasion, when they see you at that occasion, may they see fire. Whatever has been sent to you back to sender. Whether it is sickness, you know, sometimes when they send that thing, you may not know. It will begin to have a dose. Hear me, beloved. The last time I was giving a prophecy concerning somebody, that I mentioned a name, Kufian. I was just, the Spirit of the Lord led me to get into Afra outside. And when I got there, I saw under a tree, and under the tree, you know, there is a red material, yes, and they have written Kufiano. And the Lord said to me that his name has been put there and they want to kill him. After the service, the person called me and was like, he went for a funeral there. And the Lord said to me that the person has been poisoned. Spiritually, the person has been poisoned. No, so when the person called, the person was like, since that day, he went to that funeral and came back. He has been having stomach upset. And he feels like he's going to die. Hey, whatever they are planning against you, I say back to sender. Somebody shout back to sender. Everybody write at the comment section, back to sender. 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 It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. Ah! It will not work. Back to sender. Everybody begin to declare, back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Now. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. In the name of Jesus. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Back to sender. Back to sender. Back to sender. Right now. Whatever arrow they have thrown, whatever kind of sickness they have thrown to you, if they have thrown death, back to sender. If they have thrown death, back to sender. They want to destroy you. They want to mess you up. But they have realized that they have tried. They are not able to succeed. Now they are sending death. Back to sender. 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 Now back to sender. A beloved, as you pray, you shed the light. Somebody needs this prayer. Somebody needs this prayer. How? Back to sender. Ah! Somebody shout back to sender. 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 Rakapakosa, reperakapadosha, rakapakapadosha, retekadosha bakada. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. One of the old people that joined this life, one day she called me and was like, whenever she goes to a shop, he will see that a dog has defecated over there, and she goes very early. And anytime she goes, she will see the dog lying at the shop. Then she will go and suck the dog. Sometimes she's afraid. But it was a big dog. And you know what happened? She was going through a sickness problem. Very, very deadly. Sometimes at a spot, she may feel like dying. Recently, she said a phone had problem. That is why she's not able to join. Yes. Listen. She told me about it and I asked her that she should get a communion wine. I told her to go there around 10. Around 10. And I prayed with her and asked her to pour the communion wine on the ground around the shop. Around the shop. She is at Tema, around the shop. And she did that. 3 days' time, she went to the shop and she saw the dog died over there. The dog has defecated, died. It means that it was like something was strangling the dog. The dog died there. Whatever it is right now, back to sender, back to sender. Now hear me, around 2007, listen to me, you are praying. A woman who had been selling every night at a joint, she cooks at a joint. One day, early in the morning, she went to buy things from the market. She came back home. The moment she stepped at her door, she wanted to open the door, she felt some shock. She felt some shock in her leg. She didn't mind. She thought, oh, she was just about to fall. She put her things down. She went inside the house, changed herself, coming to make sure that she prepared the thing, because they have to come and carry to the roadside. They will be selling in the night. Before she will come out, she felt that, oh, her leg is feeling scratchy, like she wants to scratch her leg, itching small. The moment she touched the leg, she realized that the whole leg is swollen. Then she called for a taxi quickly. She ran to the church. And at that time, I was asked to anoint her leg and pray for her. Beloved, as I held the leg, I felt a shock. So in my spirit, I thought that this woman has stepped on something. So when she left, she was taken away. After the prayer, she was told that she'll be fine. She believed it and she left. Then I came to my spiritual mother and asked, Mama, this woman, something is telling me that somebody has poured down something on the ground for her to step on. But I think something has happened in the house. And do you know what she told me? She told me, not everything we see. The most important thing is that the issue has been resolved, and whoever did that will confess. So you don't need to say anything. Beloved, I am praying for you right now. I don't know right now. I am praying for you right now. I want you to pray this prayer. I am praying for you. We are praying together. Can you hear me, somebody? You are praying, somebody, that anything being sent to your house, whatever that has been planned in the realms of the spirit against your being, whatever kind of sickness, what any kind of infirmity, any kind of power that have seen the glory of God upon your life, that they have sent something into your life for the thing to destroy you, as you pray, May the fire of God. Are you praying, somebody? May the fire of God consume them. May the fire of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying, somebody? I want you to pray right now. Ratatatabada. Raparo kapadoshe. Rapakatatatatatatatatatatatat. Rakatatoshate. Reperekadosha bakatatat. Every kind of power. Rata kapadaba. Marande parosha tadaga. Rata kapadabadosha. Rekatosha tadaga. Le parakapata. Rata kapadaba. Marande padosha tadaga. Rata padosha tadaga. Ratatata. Rebecca, let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Set a blaze the liberation fire. Set a blaze the liberation fire. Reparakato shatter. Reparadado shatter. Marante paco parokapa. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? As we lay. Retekata. Rando shatter. Reparakapadoshe. Rekado shekata, reparakabado shabadada, marando tebado, leparakabadoshe, marakapakadada, raparakabadoshe, raperekadadadade, raparokabadoshe, repekabadoshate. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying somebody? 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 Are you praying? 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 Ah, send some liberation fire. Rata kapato shada. Rende kapakadada. Rende kapado shada. Ratakata. Lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Beloved, I said, if you are not ready to pray, you are at the wrong place. You are at the wrong place. Huh? You are at the wrong place. Jesus said, this kind is by fasting and prayer. Not just fasting, by prayer. Even Jesus, Luke chapter 22, when you read from verse number, I think 40, Bible said, Jesus himself, he prayed. Jesus prayed, and his sweat turned like blood. Ha! 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 Somebody, are you ready to pray? Lift up your right hand. Declare this after me. Declare this after me. Say, oh God, whatever situation the devil has put in me for me to feel that the Lord is with me. Oh God. Oh God. Let your fire begin to burn. Say, oh God, whatever situation that the enemy has put in me to make me feel weak, depressed, oh God, let signs and wonders appear. Oh Lord, let signs and wonders. Let signs and wonders. Somebody send some fire now. Rakata kato shepere katapata. Rakato shapakata. Prena. Reparakabato shetaka. Reparakatada. Rakata to shakatakata. Rakatakata. Whatever condition the devil has shut you into that makes you feel neglected and dejected. Reparakatada. Whatever situation that will make your enemy laugh at you, may God arise. Arise. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. Somebody shout, oh God, arise. Somebody shout, oh God, arise. Shout, oh God, arise. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. Oh God, arise. Oh, somebody, are you praying? Shall arise, oh God, in my situation. Sometimes situation make you feel like I have prayed for so long, I will not pray about this thing again. Somebody say, God, God, arise. Oh God, arise. Somebody send some liberation fire. Liberation fire. Liberation fire. Somebody is being set free now. Let God arise and let his enemy scattered. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. In my situation, Arise! 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 There is no one, oh God, to call on. Somebody, are you praying? Say, oh God, I don't have anyone. Arise! Arise, oh God! Arise, oh God! Arise in my situation. Arise in my situation. Arise. Rende kapados. Ah! Every prison door is open. Repera kapados. Every prison door is open. Ile karados. The Spirit of God. Rekapados. Rapara. Wherever they have kept anything that belongs to you. Those of you who you have been made a slave to the devil, the Lord is about to perform some signs and wonders. 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 Yay! Yay! Yakapatosha de Gade. Somebody pray now. I said, if you are not ready to pray, this is a wrong place. It doesn't matter where you are, whether you are at your workplace. As you are working, you are praying. As you are working, you are praying. In the name of Jesus Christ, I feel the power of God struggling on this life. I feel the power of God here. If you can't feel the presence of God at where you are, it means you are not praying as well. Rende kaporoshe bere. Marande katatata. Beloved, we have 25 minutes more. 25 minutes more. You in the next 25 minutes. Lipara katosh. Lipara kapakadosh. Rende kapakadaba. When you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 5. Listen. 1 Samuel chapter 5 verse 1. It says, after the Philistines had captured the ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer. Listen. Ebenezer means what? Randy Pados. After the Philistines, Ebenezer means this is how far the Lord has brought us. Listen, this is how far the Lord has brought you. Now, Bible said, after the Philistine has captured the ark of God, they took it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. Now, verse number 2. Then they carried the ark into Dagon's temple and set it beside Dagon. Verse number 3. When the people of Ashdod rose early the next day, there was Dagon falling on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. They took Dagon and put it back in his place. Verse number 4. But the following morning when they rose, there was Dagon falling on his face on the ground before the ark of the Lord. His head and hands had been broken off and were lying on the threshold. Only his body remained. My God. You are going to pray. God performed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. You are going to pray that wherever they have taken your marriage, wherever they have taken your business, wherever, beloved, whatever thing we are doing is a spiritual affair. Yes, if it is a physical affair, we'll not be sitting here. I want you to take anything as spiritual as you must take. Yes. You must take it as spiritual as you must take. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can you hear me, somebody? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, you are praying to God and say, Lord, wherever they have taken my marriage, wherever they have taken my business, wherever they have taken my womb, wherever they have taken my womb, right now, as I pray, that demon, that altar, let fire begin to burn there. I set myself free right now. I set my business free. I call liberation fire. I set my family free. Wherever they have taken my husband, wherever they have taken my wife, wherever they have taken my traveling document, wherever they have taken anything that belongs to me, right now as I pray, I set it free. Bible said they took the ark of God to the temple of Dagon. Wherever temple they have taken, what belongs to you right now? I want you to pray this prayer as crazy as you can pray. Ratosha, as you pray, you set some fire now. Marco Baroka Padosha Tate. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wherever they have taken me, wherever they have taken my business, wherever they have taken my health, wherever they have taken my heart, wherever they have taken my womb, wherever they have taken my health, wherever they said, the Bible said they took the ark of God from Ebenezer. From Ebenezer. From Ebenezer. Right kapakatata. Rando shate. Reto kaparabadoshe. Right now. Wherever they have taken your glory. Wherever they have taken your glory. Let fire, liberation fire. May you be liberated now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah! Right now. Right now. Ah! 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now say this after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, my Father, my Maker, whatever altar, whatever altar. Ha, I said there are certain altars. You see the church building like this, it's not a church building, it's a shrine. You see the church building like this, it's not a church building, it's a shrine. Ha, wherever they have taken your womb, wherever they have taken what belongs to you, beloved, this is an individual prayer. I want you to declare and say, oh God, as I open up my mouth in prayer, let fire, let fire, ah, let fire, let fire. And Bible said, Elijah said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you. Lift up your voice in prayer. 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 Right now. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. 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 Ah! In the name of Jesus. 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 Fire. Fire! 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 In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus. See, I see somebody right now. I see somebody right now. Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, I will ask, even before my need, you were working. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Right now, you are here. The name they call you is Adwa. In the house, they call you Adwa. That is how everyone calls you. Those who know you calls you Adwa. Adwa is which day? Which day is Adwa? Ah. Spirit of God. 15 minutes more for us to pray. Some of you, the prayer you are praying at this point, Adwa is Monday. The name they call you in the house is Adwa. As we pray, I hear Adwa. Adwa. Adwa, we will not let you go. And I hear them speaking Fanti. Adwa, if your name is Adwa, or your mother is Adwa, Renda Badoshe, Spirit of God. The gathering that I saw, Randy Ados, Shabaro Baros, Barande Kapados, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I will pray for you before we close, okay? I want us to concentrate on the prayer because the Lord has directed that we should pray. Beloved, you are releasing your shop. Jesus, you are releasing your shop. Beloved, send the life to 5 people right now. 5 people, just 5 people. We are about to end. Just 5 people. And add one to it, making 6. See, when we come here, it's prayer. Make sure when we start, you start with us. Because liberation fire is about prayer. When God speaks, God said he's going to liberate people. He's going to liberate people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Joanna, is am I mentioning the name of Joanna Sepako? Thank you, Jesus. I see that they have put in you in a pit, a very long pit, like the one they did for borehole. But an amazing thing that right now that I'm seeing is that it's like you are coming up. Like it's like a, how do you call it? An elevator is bringing you up. Sefako, I don't know what is going on in your life. Who is Sefako Randoshi? But I see that what I am seeing now, I see a round hole, a very deep one, Spirit of God. A round hole, the one they use for borehole. Because as I'm talking to you, I am seeing the hole, and I'm seeing that those, when you see that when they dug a hole, that scratches on it and stuff like that. I am seeing something like that. Now, I am seeing sand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But what I can see now is like an elevator is bringing up. Sefako, I am here to tell you, see, if you can pray, the elevator that is bringing you up, God is going to pick you out of that pit. If you can pray, I tell you, because you are not climbing by yourself to come out. It means that in that situation you find yourself right now, God is going to pick you out of it without no stress. And the way God is going to do things, it will surprise you. You will come out like the way. Like a parachute. Like a parachute is bringing you up. How is going to happen? I don't know. But the Lord, it means that God is going to lift you out of that situation. I don't know what is going on in your life, but I see you in that pit, and then you are coming out. Sefako, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost. Beloved, we are not done yet. You are praying this prayer. Bible said, when they waked up, Dagon's head has been destroyed. His hand, head, and everything is broken now. Now, let me prophesy into somebody's life right now. Let's paracosha. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of God, take over now. Take over now. Take over now. Spirit of God, take over now. Let me. Kapadoshe. Let me make some declarations in some people's life right now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody send some fire right now. Send some liberation fire right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Randy Bakadash. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Right now, the Lord just revealed something to me. I see a man. And the location I'm seeing right now is Labadi, La. And a port is being revealed to me. And in that port, I am seeing water inside. And I'm seeing the man speaking La. I'm talking of Labadi. I'm seeing a man. The location I'm seeing myself, I'm seeing the vision right now, is La. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody sends some fire right now. Shut fire at where you are. Shut fire at where you are. Let me make this perfect. I see myself alive right now. La. Hadabakata dosha. Rabeka da. Some of you, your prayer is working like something. I am seeing myself Allah. And I'm seeing a man. And this man, I am also seeing a pot. And I'm seeing a man. I'm seeing a pot. And I'm seeing a man. Whatever connection that man has with the pot, I don't know for now. If you are from La, or you stay at La, or you've been to La, thank you, Holy Spirit. I want you to pray right now. If anyone has sent your name to Labadi for anything, may the fire of God right now. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Rende Bakabados, Spirit of God, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Lord said, as you pray for somebody, you come from around Agotime, Petoi,
around Agotimen. What I'm seeing is on the road, Agotimen, is it the whole road? Yes. Patoy. The whole road, Patoy. The Lord said I should pray for you. If you are from that road, Agotime, Petoy, that area. In the name of Jesus. Now I pray for you. That port must crash. That port must crash. That port, I declare that port crashed in the name of Jesus. And whoever is behind it, whoever is behind it, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty 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 name of Jesus Christ, said I should pray for somebody here. Now, when you were sleeping today, you heard some birds or something walking on the roof, or you heard a sound of a bird. If you are here, you were sleeping, you heard a sound of a bird, or you heard something walking on the roof. On the roof. Please, oh now, I want to pray for you. The Lord says, I should pray for that person now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The name which is met in every knee bow and every tongue confess. Ha! Oh God! In the name of Jesus. Sunday will be purely prophetic service, purely prophetic, 6 p.m. If today is your first time, please follow me. Sunday will be purely prophetic. Prophetic and a word of declarations. It's going to be another healing service. We call it the encounter with the Lord. Encounter with the Lord. Sunday, 6 p.m. in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are around that area, Petoy, Agotime, that area, the Lord just said to me, I should pray for you. Now, I pray for you right now that every attempt of the enemy, whatever they have said around that place, concerning you, whatever they have said, that you, that you come from that side, this is what is going to happen to you. May the Lord deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. If there's any blessing coming from that side, may you receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Now, Ella, I pray for you. Whether it's you or your mother, whether it's you or your mother, may the Lord have mercy upon you and deliver you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. You are both Ajua. Where are you from? Where are you from? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sunday, I'm going to allow people to call in. I'm going to pray with them. Sunday, people will be sharing their testimonies. Ella, where are you from? Ella, where are you from? My God. I'm going to give you a direction, okay? Call me. Just send me a message after the service. Okay, I will call you later. Just send me a message after the service. The two of you, I'm Ajua, Spirit of God. The Lord does not lie. If God have not asked me to prophesy, I will never. We can come here, and if we have to go, we pray and we go. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I say Sunday is going to be purely prophetic. Purely prophetic. Purely prophetic. Some of you will share your testimony, and God will give you another testimony. Yo. Sunday. I see somebody. I see a door opening. I see a door opening now. And I see that somebody entered, and the person went to pick a document out of that door. Ha. Wherever your document has been kept, in the name of Jesus, may it manifest physically, that document has been given to you. Ha. Whether it's a legal document. Ha. The Lord said I should pray for somebody. Your family has, oh God, right now, as I mentioned legal, the Lord said I should pray for somebody right now. You have a litigation problem. My God, they are fighting with you over a land. Yo. Ah, I said Sunday. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sunday. Let me end here. Beloved, Sunday, 6 p.m. GMT. 6 p.m. GMT is going to be purely prophetic and word of knowledge. There's going to be healing. If you know somebody who is sick, just share the life to the person. Let the person join on Sunday, because that is what God is going to do. God is going to give people testimonies, and things are going to happen. I tell you, things are going to happen. Rato shekede. Randi pakatasha. Di parako paroshe bekedede. You are having land litigation. Court issue, court issue. May the Lord help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Now I pray for every soul here, anyone under the sound of my voice, I pray for you that any condition the devil wants to put you in, that you become a laughing stock. From today, make up your mind, because the Lord is telling me he has started working on you. The Lord is telling me he has started working on you. From today, those who laugh at you, let them continue to laugh. Very soon you will invite them. Very soon you will invite them. I say very soon you will invite them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You will invite them. I pray for every soul here that may the Lord continue to protect you. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, this month is a month of war. It's a month of war. And that is what the Lord said to me. I don't know whatever has been given to any other man of God. But for me, this is what the Lord said to me. That is a month of war. Yes. And I want everybody to have that sense for prayer. That eagerness for prayer. That zeal for prayer. Yes. This month. Some of you, the Lord has set an agenda around you, on you. Joseph said something. He said, they plan evil for me, but the Lord turned it to good. I pray for you that may the Lord give you the desires of your heart in Jesus' name. Beloved, this is Faith Assembly. I see you, many Gladys Felix. I see Miyodan. I see Elan. I see Elipa Joyce. I see Sarah. I see Divorce Araba. Send me a message on WhatsApp. I will call you. Okay. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see you, Mimi. Please, you also send me a message on WhatsApp. I'll call you. Rose, I called your line. I couldn't get you. Send me a message on WhatsApp to remind me so that I'll be reminded that I have to talk to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see Tina. I see Joanna Sefako. I see more Grace Rose. On God MC, I want to ask you this. Are you married? On God MC, what is your name? Are you mad? Because I am seeing something right now. The Lord is also telling me to pray for your marriage. The Lord is telling me to pray for your marriage. I don't know. Are you here on God MC? Are you married? Is she here? Yeah, I can see her, that she's here. Rando Shepherd. The Lord is telling me to pray for your marriage. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for you, whatever it is, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord bring joy into your life. Whatever it is, may the Lord show his mercy upon you. Now I pray for everybody here. May the Lord continue to protect you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we are going to say our words of faith. If you don't know, just learn how to say it. You see, I am moving by faith. I am taken by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I am born for a purpose. I'm going to say it one more time, then you repeat, we say it together. I am moving by faith, I am taking by faith, I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. This is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan. Yes, this is Faith Assembly. We move by faith. Let's say together, I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. Last one. I am moving by faith. I am taking by faith. I am doing by faith because I have Jesus Christ and I'm born for a purpose. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord protect you. May the covering of the Lord be upon you. I pray for you. If this month, any list that has been listed that people are going to die, I exempt your name from it and I cancel your name out of it in the name of Jesus. If this man, the devil has set a trap for you that you will have accident, I cancel your name from it in the name of Jesus. If this man, they have set a target that you will fall sick and that sickness will keep you in bed for a long time. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I cancel your name out of it. Now, if they have sent an agent to come to your shop, they have sent an agent to come to you and do business with you. If they come with their money, as the money gets into your hand, may the fire of God burn it. May their agenda go back to them in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. This month, if they want to set a confusion between your husband or your fiancée or the man who has to come and marry you, may the Lord deliver that you from that in the name of Jesus. May the liberation fire of God set it on fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, in this month, may God, as God sent angels into the life of Abraham, Bible said Abraham was sitting under a tree and he saw three men. May God give you the spirit of discernment that when you see your destiny helper, you know and get close to them in the name of Jesus. If you are far away, the one who has to help you, may they never have rest until they come to you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare you free from every prison. I declare you free from every prison. I declare you free from anything of the devil. I declare you free in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout, I am free. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. May the Spirit of the Lord be upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. The numbers are there. If you want to support the ministry, the number is 0244-616-936. If you want to support the ministry, the number is 0244-616-936. If you want to say, Pastor, I want you to buy pizza, my number is 0241-314-472. That one, you can send it direct to me, 0241-314-472. If you want to sow into this ministry, the number is 0244-616-936. If you want to get to me directly, my number is 0241-314-472. Now, if you want to say, you want to buy me papaya, the number is 0241-314-472. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, have a blessed day. God willing, tomorrow is going to be purely prophetic. Don't miss it. The time is 6 p.m. God bless us all. Have a good day. Amen. Bye-bye.
I will ask even before my need. You were working on my behalf in times when I could not see. Hands been guiding me throughout this journey. Now you're preparing a table before me to say to me, in the presence of my enemies, where he is, where he is.